Today we will once again read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, as we have done on a number of previous broadcasts, and once again consider this very important truth concerning ambassadors for Christ. Verse 20, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For he, that is God the Father, hath made him, God the Son, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." In another place in this same book, we read, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. Our God, though infinitely wealthy from all eternity past, became the babe of Bethlehem's manger, that he might become the sin-bearer of Calvary's cross, that he might lie in death in another man's tomb, that he might be raised in glory, that today, in this 20th century, he might be able to offer to every listener to this broadcast his gift of eternal life." Note what we read. God hath made him to be sin for us, the one who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And not only has he saved us by his grace, not only has he cleansed us by his blood, but he says, "Now then, since you are citizens of a heavenly country, you are the people of God, your citizenship is in heaven, I'm the captain of your salvation, I want you to go forth and spread the glad tidings." In our last broadcast, we emphasized that we are to represent the Lord Jesus just as a salesman represents his company. We are to represent the Lord Jesus, not the church, not some denomination, not an organization. We are to represent a person, the living man in the glory, the same one who died at Calvary's cross, the same one who entered this world by the virgin birth, God the Son, Christ the Eternal One. And he says, "Now then, Christians, children of God, those of you who have trusted me, I have given to you a very important task, something far more important than running a government or running a nation or heading up a corporation or anything else that can be done in this world. I have given you the sacred and holy task of being used in under my direction and through my energy and power to effect a reconciliation between men and women who are enemies of God," they're called sinners in the Bible, "that they might be reconciled, that they might be brought into a right relationship, a holy relationship with myself. And this is accomplished as you stand in the gap as my representative and as my ambassador and preach the ministry of reconciliation, as you teach the Word of God, and let men and women know that through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, they can be born again, they can be born from above, born into my family, they can be reconciled through the work of Calvary's cross." Yes, it's the work of Calvary. It's the work of the Lord Jesus when he died that can take enemies and make of them sons. It can take those who are condemned already to the pit of hell and make them heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Oh, he says, "Emphasize to them as my ambassadors that it's Christ or chaos. It's salvation or damnation. It's eternal life or eternal hell. What makes the difference? It's whether or not, in simple faith, they turn to him, the sinless one who bore our sin at Calvary, who was resurrected 3 days later and lives in the glory. Friend of mine, will you receive Christ today? Would to God that every listener out of Christ would hear this message, this word of reconciliation, and be brought from your sin and degradation into the family of God and have the assurance that someday you're going to be with him for all eternity. Christian, go and tell. Sinner, come and receive. What a blessing he has for all who will today. Amen."